You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, yes, crops will need to move south in general, as it's going to be getting warmer. But that does then mean some opportunities for some crops, like avocados, might start becoming more viable in some areas in the north. So any area that's at the moment a wee bit marginal for a particular crop might become less marginal, and it might become more of an option. Another example is maize in Southland. At the moment, it's really quite marginal to grow it down there. There just aren't enough sort of heat throughout the season for it to reach maturity, but we're expecting that that will change and maize will become more of an option in Southland, for example.
Thinking about the kind of regional differences, I imagine there'll be some areas that might have longer, hotter, drier summers, but then other areas might get more tropical. Like I'm thinking up north, they're trialling peanuts and things like that, which wouldn't normally be grown there. And also there's this obsession with trying to grow bananas in New Zealand. Is that going to change up north as well? Because you said crops are going to move south. Does that mean newer crops can be grown in the north?
Yes, potentially. That's right. So it could be that the north, they've got more options or more tropical, subtropical fruits and vegetables that they're able to tackle. It means that some areas where frost is a risk in the South Island might become less of a risk, and so onions might be able to be grown a bit further south. Some of the kiwi fruit, the varieties will be less suitable in the up in Northland, and they'll start moving south as well. So yes, that's right, there are two sides to it. One is there might be opportunities for some new crops, or it might be that some of those crops that you couldn't grow in the South Island might start to become more of a possible. The flip side will be, are there going to be too many days that are too hot? So wheat, for example, in Canterbury, there are already some heat stress days there. That number of days of heat stress is going to increase because it is expected to get hotter in Canterbury. So it can sort of hurt on both sides. You might get that you can't grow something, but yes, you might get it that you can now grow something.
While this information is available to the public and scientists and farmers, it's actually on an annual basis, so it's not really good for small regions with seasonal differences, you know, between summer and winter. So Lilburn would actually like to see collaboration between farming groups, growers and scientists to figure out which plants are the best for which regions going forward. Here's Lilburn.
So what I would like to see is that the different agricultural sectors and industry groups get together with the scientists and the experts in this field and really explore what some of the mitigation adaptation options are in a given area for a given farm system, because it's so variable that, you know, I can't make a general statement about what should be done, but there are certainly some good steps that farmers can take, but it's a matter of working with the experts to work out what those are and thinking about sort of increased higher temperatures and therefore what in different rainfall patterns. People might need to think about irrigation depending on if that their area is going to be more droughty or not. So lots can be done, but it does involve quite a bit of thinking about, and I think the industry sectors do need to get on board with this information and really work with it to make maximum value of it.
Yeah, and as you say, it's such a massive, complex topic that is different in every micro region of New Zealand that it really needs that coming together of minds to even start to tackle it.
That's the big takeaway that I've taken from this research. You know, for example, we looked at drought and looked at the difference that the impact has on pasture versus maize. And it's different because not only spatially, you know, different parts of the country, but the two crops are different because essentially the grass is growing all through the year, whereas the timing of the maize might mean that if you grow it a bit earlier, that you can avoid the worst of the drought, whereas you can't do that with pasture. So everything's different and everything's got its own effect. Need to dive into it on a seasonal basis and locally as well.
Productivity and crop choice is only one aspect of climate change on farms, but warmer weather also brings more extreme weather events.
Increased rainfall in Southland may well mean increased nitrate leaching. The increased intensity of the storms in the North Island for rainfall is quite likely to lead to increased erosion. And that's quite significant for the sheep and beef industry up on those hills that where they already have landslide problems. Those issues of erosion could very well get worse.
A key environmental concern for Lilburn is figuring out how to produce food and maintain the land at the same time.
Oh, we don't want to be losing our soil. It's no good for anyone. And yes, that erosion is going to become, it looks like, we're projecting it to become more of a problem. And so we do need to think more about agroforestry as a potential solution and some of the other mitigation efforts.
Yeah, well, this is interesting. So it's slightly off topic here, but in Gisborne, there's a lot of kind of issues now where a lot of people have invested so much of their time and money in, you know, generations of farmers, but now they're being told that they can't, you know, farm there or harvest the trees anymore. And so they're getting loaded with all these costs themselves. So there's no kind of easy answers.
No, it is tricky, this whole, you know, what's the best use of land? Anyway, it's a problem, and the climate change is just complicating that even further.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.